up like a movie star in a script that's so rehearsed. Nothing could ever go wrong. Everything it touches turns to gold. Everything I want you already sold. Everything it touches turns to gold. Sculpted like stone from a trusty old mold. Everything it touches turns to gold. Everything it touches turns to gold.
This is Adam Elk from the Mommy Heads. Are you ready to get mocked? Because you're listening to The Mockster on WRCT 88.3 FM, the pride of Pittsburgh.
from their latest release, No Quietus. That's New York City's Mommy Heads with I'm Your Apocalypse. Album came out about, I'd say about 6 weeks ago. And we're playing it here for you on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, brand new music from the Gold Needles. New album's called Mood Elevator. You know, and it's funny because Jack Logan has an album called Mood Elevator. That's probably my favorite Jack Logan album. But this is the Gold Needles. They have a brand new album out called Mood Elevator as well. The song was called Turns to Gold. Before that, the Motels, Martha Davis and Company, from their 1982 hit. Song went to number 9 on the Billboard charts, Only the Lonely. On this day in 1925, 100 years ago today, the very first motel opened in San Luis Obispo, out in California. Let's just put it that way. You know what the name of the motel was? Motel Inn. First motel. Hey, before that, Tracy Ullman gave us her cover of Where the Boys Are from, I think, 1984. If she were still alive today, Connie Francis would be celebrating her 88th birthday, I think it would have been, 87, right around there. She passed away back in July. And we did a Connie Francis mock, if you remember that. Before the Tracy Ullman, some brand new music from Nico Case from the Neon Gray Midnight Green album, which match lit. Now, I was naming people who were playing on that album, and I don't know if I named all these, so I'm just going to name drop, and I might repeat name drop. But again, members from Calexico, I didn't mention that, plays on it, Soul Coughing, Zombie. I'm missing one. Arcade Fire. And Steve Berlin actually plays on it. Steve Berlin, producer extraordinaire, member of Los Lobos, the saxophone player go-to guy, and also a member of my background band, Chuaterra, ironically. Yeah, they all played on it. What time is it? Well, we got about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I can tell you that. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I can tell you that. I can tell you that today is December 12th of 2025. However, it's a pre-recorded show, which means the phone lines don't get answered. If you recall, the email gets answered in a delayed response, which means I'll email you next week. WRCT request at gmail.com is the way to get a hold of me. Let's get back into music. Let's find some music. Let's fade out. Let's fade out the Tuatera because I want to get to some brand new music from another band from New York called Joy Buzzer.
I don't know. Hi, this is Matt from Squirt Gun, and you're listening to Viva La Mach on WRCT.
Christmas.
MC5 wrapping up that set of music with high school. I guess maybe it would be now would be a really fun time if I had a catchy, like, old school high school public service announcement.
Right.
Beautiful.
So, everybody, this is Sam.
And I'm Dave.
I'm Al Jackson.
And this is Booker T.
This is David Porter.
Doug Don.
We all say, don't be a dropout.
Stay in school.
Well, there you have it. Booker T and the MGs reminding you to stay in school. You know, we lost Steve Cropper from Booker T and the MGs about a week or so back. And ended that entire set with MC5 high school lead singer Rob Tyner. Although we lost him back in 1991, if he were alive today would be his 76th birthday. The Darkness, speaking of birthdays, Dan Hawkins, guitarist for The Darkness. I played some Darkness right before the MC5 from the Dreams on Toast album with Mortal Dread. Dan Hawkins celebrating birthday number 49 today. Played I played Nirvana doing the Vaseline's Molly's Lips in that set of music. Also, Squirt Gun from their 1997 Christmas single, White Christmas. It was a 7-inch vinyl on white vinyl. 1995, they did Blue Christmas. Guess what? On blue vinyl. And then I think the 99, the last of the Christmas series of singles they did. 99 was Jingle Bell Rock. And it wasn't made out of rocks. I don't know. It was just black vinyl. It's all in my collection. Yeah, that happens. Hey, before the score can start off the entire set, some Joy Buzzers. New York City's own If You Can Forgive Me. Yeah, If You Can Forgive Me, I call them Joy Buzzers. Like, there's lots of them. It's just Joy Buzzer. If you're taking notes at home. Brand new single from them. Starting off that entire set of music. Hey, my name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Comes to you on Fridays. Starts at 9. We go until 1 a.m. If it's not Friday, if it's not December 12th of 2025, you're listening to what we call an encore show. If it is Friday, December 12th of 2025, you're listening to a pre-recorded show that I did special for you so that you could have a nice show of original music. I'll still take suggestions for future shows at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Might as well remind you, while I'm just rambling on the mic, that WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza. Speck Brothers are located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, salads, and they also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in the sauce. They used unbleached flour in the dough. The difference is in the taste. For more information, SpackBrothers.com. That is SPAKBrothers.com. I think it's time I find myself and yourself getting back into some more music. Some Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Her third and final top 10 from 1988. I can't help myself from loving you. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here exclusively on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. My heart and you took my pride.
Is up.
some brand new music from Jack Ruby's. Greedy is the single. Name of the new album is Visions in the Bowling Alley. You know, I have visions of bowling alleys because I hang out at a bowling alley a lot, it seems like. And I'm not a good bowler either. You might know that each and every Thursday I hang out at Arsenal Lanes down in Lawrenceville spinning 80s and 90s music. I'm there on Tuesdays occasionally. I hang out on Wednesdays when they have live bands. The occasional Sunday you might find me DJing there. But you know, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one from WRCT who likes to hang out at that bowling alley. DJ Sean Watson from A Minute Pause, he holds down two or three Fridays spinning vinyl. Yes, he spins vinyl at a bowling alley, which is some awesomeness. I know I'm here on Fridays, so I'm not there. But if you're not listening here, that's just maybe an option for you. Jay Thurber from Radio 9, he does the second and last Sunday, or I should say the second and fourth Sunday of every month at Arsenal Lane. And Steve the Roach, every once in a while you can catch Steve. I know he does the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT, but at Arsenal Lane's, he's got a different side. That is the depth of the DJs, the air personalities, whatever you want to call them, we have here at WRCT. Hey, let's get back into whatever that set of music was all about before the Jack Ruby's. Played some brand new music from Len Price 3. The new album's actually called Misty Medway Magic. I played you Misty Medway. Buzzcocks in there asking, what do I get? Some brand new music from Mark Valentine with You Are the Jets, and start off the entire set with some Joan Jett. Joan Jett and the Blackheart from her 1988 album Up Your Alley with I Hate Myself for Loving You. A song that very well could be played at Arsenal on an 80s, 90s night because it came out in 1988. And I think it peaked at number 8. 8 or 9. Just right around there. So yeah, sometimes I'm playing the hits for you. Just not the current hits. The oldies. I'm an oldies DJ. Hey, I played that Joan Jett for a very specific reason, outside of it being a good song. I played it because Mick Taylor, formerly of the Rolling Stones, was playing guitar on that track. If you listen to the guitar solo, that's all Mick Taylor. And it was on this very day, 51 years ago, that Mick Taylor quit the Rolling Stones.
Cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were $29, now $30, now $30, now $1, $31, now $2.
How about you tonight?